French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is guilty pleasures. The first thing I ever stole was a handful of those molasses-flavored taffy candies with a peanut butter center known by the name of Mary Jane's. My crime was committed in a small shop run by an old man in our hometown. In that I was only about 7 years old, I could not have fit much more than 5 or 6 in my mischievous paw. It might have set me back one thin dime had I paid. I'd not thought of that theft until recently, when I unexpectedly was forced to wait for over 4 hours in an auto repair garage that had no, as in none, food to purchase. Though my days of thievery have not returned since the purloined Mary Jane's, the craving I had for that candy was so sudden, specific, and primal that I would have probably stolen one if they were there to be had. In press interviews, I've been asked what my, quote, favorite guilty pleasures in food are. I smile, knowing they surely hope I will say, a Big Mac, or tater tots doused in cheese whiz, please. But I just don't have the desire for things like that. The biggest pleasures for me are when I discover a new flavor or food, or when something comes back into season, and I can savor it as it blossoms and ascends within its beautiful arc of time on earth. As I write this show now, I am loving summer sweet corn, backyard mangoes, guavas, lobster mushrooms. Have you had them? A miracle in the food world. Florida avocados are on our counter. All of these are pleasures, and I find it hard to assign them as guilty ones. But remember that once upon a time, a tomato was considered forbidden. Bring on the guilt. How was your first reaction to Ava Gardner or Scarlett Johansson? You ladies will have to fill in the equivalent in the male domain, as I can never understand what the fairer sex considers that kind of guilty pleasure. One of the top culinary pleasures on my list nowadays are the ferociously unique fruits called rambutans. They originated in Southeast Asia and proliferate there. But since Florida is so extraordinarily blessed when it comes to biodiversity, we can grow them here. And we do. You might be daunted by their look if you find them in a market. When you bring your rambutan home, close your eyes and imagine it as a beautiful grape, but wrapped in a spiky kind of cape. The texture of that exterior is kind of like astroturf, something springy, rubbery, or plastic even. But it is a guise for the perfect glistening orb within its edgy capsule. Take a small knife and, without going too deeply, cut around it, just enough to allow your fingers to get under that carapace and give you the ability to pull it off and find the near-white, luminescent fruit hiding there. Some might feel pangs of desire. Others might feel guilt. We are complex creatures. The English novelist John Lancaster wrote in his exquisite book, The Debt to Pleasure, "In all memory, there is a degree of fallenness. We are all exiles from our own pasts." The very next day, back then, I returned all of those delectable but purloined candies to that man's little candy store, save for one, and for that, I still feel a bit guilty. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.